You're listening to WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
American jazz legend Joe Morris is coming to Opus 40 Sunday, August 28th, performing there in Saugerties from 3 to 5 p.m. with Brandon Lopez also on the bill. Joe Morris is a renowned American jazz guitarist based in New York City. This is a rare chance for local audience to see him. Sunday, August 28th at Opus 40 in Saugerties from 3 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, where you can add your own events to have them read on the radio by pressing the Add an Event button, WGXC.org in the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7. This is Kamari Carter. I am joined by Bianca Biberai.
Hi, Kamari.
Hi, Bianca.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Thank you for joining me on the station. This is going to be a lot of fun. And the show is Grave. We're going to be listening to some slow tunes. Let's do it.
Thank you. felt presence of immediate experience.
Thank you.
So that's the first act, if you will, of the show. Again, this is Grave on WGXC 90.7. I'm Kamari Carter. Just mixed a few cool tunes for you. And again, I'm joined here by Bianca Biberai. What's going on, Bianca?
Hi, Kamari. That was great.
Yeah, thank you.
It's really nice to see you mixing live.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. It's nice to have a in-person audience member. And hopefully all you viewers and listeners at mm-hmm. home or wherever you might be, hopefully you enjoyed that as well. What was your take, Bianca? What do you think?
I mean, I was saying before, but it's just such an atmospheric time right now in Acre, New York.
Right, yeah.
It's, dusk has just settled.
Yeah, it's getting darker here. It was rainy earlier today. Yeah. I do feel like the music is fitting to that mood.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want to let the people know a little bit about who we were listening to?
Yes, what
we were
of course. Listening to? How about I just run through
Yeah, please, by all means, yeah.
So we heard Limbo Part 2 by Mason Self.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Daisy by Carly and Canadia.
Mm-hmm.
That was followed by Reasons Lapse, the Cosmic Quest remix by Howie Wonder.
Yeah.
Then we had Through Time and Space by Penthouse Penthouse.
Right, which we both emphasized that we do really like that one.
Yeah. Then we heard, you know, I think I'm going to mispronounce this. Did we say it was Lays or Lays?
I think that's Lays by Introvert. Yeah. And they spell it with the O that has the dash through it.
Mm.
But Introvert is the artist on that one. That's a nice one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we heard Day 17, The Death of November by Nuances.
Yeah.
Followed by Big Feelings by Shlomo.
Definitely shout out to Shlomo.
And then one. Cuckles by Insightful.
Yeah. Insightful is I think a great ender. Yeah. But yeah, thank you for running through that. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There's more music planned, so you know, don't fret. Ooh. Fret not. Uh-oh. We're dropping stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kamari, I actually wanted to mention that you're in residence right now at Wave Farm.
That is correct.
With your collaborator, Julian Day.
That is correct. So if you were listening at around, I think, 2 to 3 p.m. yesterday, you may have caught my colleague and collaborator's show. He was on air as well, playing some records and some tunes. And I have been here as an artist in residence for the past couple of days, working with him on a project that will be airing this Saturday that we're very excited about. It'll be a radio show that's not necessarily a radio show. Maybe that's all I'll say.
It's cryptic, but
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not uncommon for me, I would say. Cool. So I guess we'll get into a little bit more music. We're going to play two songs by Kiln. Both are from Ghostly International, which is a record label out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. If you at all like the stylistic choices of these tunes, I would highly recommend checking out Ghostly, but let's get into some more music if we can. Thank you. Okay, so that's the middle section of the show, ending on a little bit of Nosage thing, and starting with some Kiln. So had some longer tracks at the beginning and then kind of tailed off with something that I think fit the mood quite well. I don't know. Bianca, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like that section was definitely more upbeat than our first section. But
yeah,
still,
but still a little silly.
Yeah, still definitely, definitely silly.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to hear more about your Nosage Thing fun fact.
Oh, right. Yeah. So shout out to Nosage Thing. Very, very talented producer. I ended up, I think, stumbling upon his music from one of his first full LPs, which is entitled Drift. And I'd seen an interview that he'd done regarding the name of both the record and then how he chose to name himself as an artist. And I recall the story being that he was a big fan of Leonardo da Vinci growing up and enjoyed the way in which when he would write his notes, he would write them backwards so that they were somewhat obfuscated and only he knew the information. And to decode them, you'd have to put them in the mirror. So he wrote his first name, which happens to be Jason, and liked the way that that looked backwards, which is Nosage. And he just felt like he had to add something to the end of it. And when he put thing at the end of Nosage, it was a little bit like no such thing. And that's how we have Nosage Thing.
I love that.
Yeah. So really cool guy. Really weird fun fact. But yeah.
Kamari, I wanted to know also, we've been speaking a bunch about your experiences growing up, going to raves, and I wanted to hear more about how you think about the relationship between maybe raving in conversation with your upbringing in the church, too.
Definitely, yeah. So I did grow up in a bit of a religious household, and I'd always been very enthralled by music, and it was very interesting that I would go to a rave or a concert on a Saturday night, and I would go to church on Sunday morning, and I found a lot of parallelisms between the representation of the quote-unquote congregation, if you will. And it was a little interesting that one said that the other was not permissible. I thought that kind of strange. And I think, like most defiant children, when you're told not to do something, you do it more. And so I felt like I needed to figure out what it was that was so bad or brumous about electronic music or secular music or worldly music, quote unquote, if you will. And unfortunately, I kind of fell in love with it. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, I feel like my one positive memory from attending the Catholic Church in my neighborhood when I was growing up.
Yeah.
The only positive thing I can really think back on now and I think admire was really sort of the vibrations that you felt in the room.
Oh, sure. Definitely.
And then also the scents, the smells that came in.
Right.
But yeah, those, the vibrations of the music and the chanting and the singing.
Totally.
That to me is pretty special still. Right.
It was, so you're, the memory that you're most fond of, it wasn't like the Catholic Church rave that they had.
No.
Oh man, the festival, the
right.
Catholicism festival.
No,
that,
not that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we must have had different. Okay, that's crazy.
How do you actually, Kamari, how do you think about vibrations in your work as a sound designer and sound artist?
Pretty critically, I would say, but I also probably want for there to be a less didactic presentation of vibrations in the artwork, which is why I think as my practice has continued, I've thought more critically about the visual aspect and visual proponent as well. I think starting out, because I had such a comfortability with the medium of audio and using sound, that was where most of my my mind was fixated. Mm. And as I feel like I've continued to develop my practice, I've thought much more critically about, well, if I want to drive home this idea of vibrations and sensations, I should be more inclusive of the way that you would receive that close, far, squinting, what have you.
Yeah, so I guess thinking about objects and how they take up space in a room in addition to how sound fills a room.
But it's interesting because those two things seem to be married more often than not. Like, you know, you can read a speaker as an object, but you can also read it as the device that the sound is being, you know, played and on. And I guess that differentiation previously for me was very distinct, and I think it's less so distinct, and instead there are just two separate categories and schools of thought that I try to pull from now. So it you know, there's a differentiation, but it's no Catholic, you know, rave. I'll say that. I guess we're nearly drawing to a close here. Yeah. So I guess it makes sense to play a little bit more music. We've got some Shigeto at the top of this section. Shout out to Ghostly International again. Love them. And then we'll be playing some Teebs, some Home. Considering the Shigeto that I've had you listen to, would you say that this section is different than the previous ones? Because the first section of the show and then the second section were somewhat different, but I would still say in the general camp. But, you know, would you say that there's a deviation or that there's similarities?
Do you mean with this upcoming section?
With this upcoming section, yeah.
I feel like I don't know enough about this upcoming section, which is why I'm really excited to hear it.
Cool.
But I do feel like based on other work that I've heard from some of these artists, I think it'll be a really good way to take us out for the hour.
Cool. Yeah. I think I agree with that sentiment. So let's do that. Perfect. We'll be right back.
Happy, 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 happy